This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Tuesday, April 5th. There are about 200 single-country ETFs, and one of them is far outshining the others this year.
Number one is a shocker. It's the iShares Peru ETF.
It trades under the symbol EPU, and Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchuna says it's up about 26.5% since the start of the year, after losing about 55% in the past 3 years.
Huge, miraculous turnaround. Why? Well, Peru has 50%, this ETF has 50% of exposure in mining companies. Peru is 52nd in GDP in terms of countries, but it's in the top five of gold mining and silver mining production. So it's totally punching above its weight in these mining categories. And gold's had this rebound, and gold miners have been on fire.
Balchunas describes Peru as a lost country, a country that slips through the cracks and is not included in most investors' portfolios.
In its category, which is emerging markets, it's tiny. It'd be a big frontier country, but in emerging, it's a small fish in a big pond, and so it's just not in the big emerging market ETFs. EEM has a 0.3% exposure to it, so you ain't getting any Peru anywhere that you look. It's similar to the way Israel is a tiny fish in the developed markets pond, even though that was a big emerging market. So you gotta, you know, there's a few countries that get lost in the cracks if there's small fish in their respective ponds, and Peru is one of those.
The iShares MSCI All Peru Capped ETF has $162 million in total assets and has taken in $28 million in new cash this year. It has an expense ratio of 62 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.